The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
This hour, we will hear from the brand new head coaches, all introduced on Thursday, February 1st, start of a new month and a new era for the Chargers and the Seahawks and the Panthers, plus the Commanders tab Dan Quinn to be their new head coach, which means they'll have a second chance in the NFL at that position. And the Cowboys now have an open spot at defensive coordinator. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've got some other fun stuff too. Brian Gutekunst talking about his quarterback, Jordan Love. And I'm thinking he looks and sounds a little smug. As in, I won't tell you I was right and I told you so, but I'm thinking it and you can see it all over my face. Okay. Also, a pretty incredible story about Mark Andrews, who helped a woman on a recent flight. And then we'll get back to some of the basketball, too, only because I love the first-time All-Stars, and we had a couple guys who really showed out after finding out they'd be participating in the All-Star affair, the All-Star festivities for the first time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, though, we're on this Vegas vibes theme. We're asking you for music. Wayne Newton is a popular answer. AC/DC, Sin City, Elvis Presley, definitely getting some of the Rat Packers. I'm all about Frank Sinatra. I've seen some recent ones show up on Twitter as well, A-Law Radio. And I love that you're all into our trip to Vegas. We're going to share as much of it as we possibly can with you. So make sure you connect with us on social media, but also follow our YouTube channel or subscribe to our YouTube channel because we'll have videos there. And right now we're in search of a couple things, not just the music, but also the best Friday brunch spot, which will be an early birthday present for producer Jay and also a celebration of his first ever trip to Super Bowl week. Our return to the Super Bowl as a radio show, and my first trip to Las Vegas. So I'm going to need this to be special and memorable and maybe unforgettable. And I don't really mean atmosphere, although that'll be fun to say, hey, I went to this brunch. No, I'm more about the food. I mean, if the food's good, I don't care if it's in a hole in the wall. New Jersey, where I live, is famous for diners. Don't ask me why, but it is. And I take people who come to visit me to my favorite diners. Again, they may look like dives or holes in the wall, but the divier the better sometimes.
Those are some of the best food in the country, New Jersey diners.
Yeah, so really looking forward to this food experience in Las Vegas. All right, we got a ton of phone calls. 855-212-4227. Jay's racked them up, so let's start with Derek, who's in San Diego. Derek, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Doing well. Hey, so I was just at a high school baseball tournament in Vegas, and I tuned in just in time to hear you mention the Mob Museum. Now, let me tell you, that place is amazing. Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
The general admission, I think, is about $35, but trust me when I tell you, pay the extra $20.
Oh, okay.
And do the distillery tour. They take you down to the basement,
ooh,
which is a little shady at a Mob Museum, but it's cool. So they give you about a 30-minute presentation on how they make moonshine.
And oh, my
gosh.
They
give you little samples of different moonshines. And then as soon as you exit, right across the hall is a cool little speakeasy. Go in there and have a cocktail. But I'm telling you, plan on spending about 2 hours. The Mob Museum is fantastic. It's really, really good. But it's like three stories of different just, it's really cool. So I highly recommend the Mob Museum. If you get a chance, do it, but give yourself a couple hours.
Okay, no, we're definitely doing it. I've already been convinced by not just your phone call, but the fact that a couple of other people have mentioned it too. So, and that's right up my alley. I want things that are about history. I want ops and opportunities that you can't find anywhere else. So that sounds perfect for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cool thing about it is it's on like the east side of Vegas. It's like on the east side of the Strip, so parking's really easy.
Oh, cool.
It's not going to be jammed. There's plenty of parking, and it's really cool. So highly recommend it. Do it.
Awesome. And leave a couple hours for it. Perfect. Thank you so much, yeah. Derek. I appreciate it.
Okay, Amy. Take care. Have fun.
Thank you. All right. I feel like we're not going to get any work done if we do all this fun stuff. But yes, Mob Museum. I wonder if I can convince the Hubs to do the Mob Museum.
Is he into that?
He's into history. Not as much as me, but he's into history. He's also into weapons. So
there we go. Perfect.
All right. Let's talk to Ron, who's in Chicago. Ron, welcome to After Hours. Producer Jay tells me you worked in Vegas.
Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I used to work in Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. They closed it down, but they had the best. By far the best, like, breakfast places. My sister used to work at the Orleans, and I used to go get comp at the buffets over there. That has good stuff. She works at the Luxor now.
Oh,
and
fun.
I've never been to the buffet.
We're actually staying at the Luxor.
Yeah, she works the keto area. So they had a... Married out if you see her.
Okay, I will. That sounds just perfect for Jay, the keto area.
And then if you want to go out of the Vegas area, there's a place called BJ's. It's like right in Sun Valley, and it's a great breakfast area.
Ooh.
It's got spots at the bar, everything.
Mm. Sounds terrific. I'm hungry just listening to you make all these suggestions.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate your phone call.
Bye-bye.
Here's the thing, Jay. I'm pretty sure based on the calls and the tweets and the Facebook posts that we're not going to go hungry in Vegas. It's really going to be more a challenge of time and time management than it's going to be anything else.
Seems like there's going to be too many options.
Right. Like we're on a cruise or something.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Although I might run out of money before I would run out of food options.
We got In-N-Out.
No, we're not going to In-N-Out Burger.
It's there.
Oh, my
gosh. Although, Raising Cane's, have you ever had that? Have you heard of that?
I don't think it's like a chicken place?
It's like a Chick-fil-A?
I have heard of it. It's not like a Chick-fil-A. There's nothing like a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is delicious. But I've never had Raising Cane's. There's not many, if any, on Long Island where I live. So.
And you Googled it? There's one in Vegas?
I know that they're out west more.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty sure there's one in Vegas.
It'd be like there's me going to Vegas and eating Sonic. Which I love Sonic, but
yeah, but I can't try it where I live, so it's only something I could try out there.
So maybe try it when you get off the plane on Monday night.
That's actually a very strong
Are you
going to
be eating something amazing without me?
No, definitely not. I'll probably get Raising Cane's that Monday night.
Okay, or
sounds good,
go and get your In-N-Out Burger.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll get both.
Someone wrote to me after our last show. Because we were trying to wait. Well, I told you, I'm not made of money. I work in radio, right? So you can pick for your birthday either the buffet, a high-class, high-end buffet, if that's what you want, or you can pick tickets to the Sphere. And someone said to me on Twitter, Jay can eat at McDonald's. Take him to the Sphere. I was like,
The buffet sounds lovely.
Lovely. It's his birthday. Lovely. Dave is in Chicago as well. Dave, what's your suggestion?
I'm just getting all excited about all this Vegas talk.
Thank you.
I've been out there probably 30 times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, and it's phenomenal. And people say, oh, you must be a big gambler. No, I go for the food and the shows. I love, I'm quite the foodie.
There you go.
Yeah, and you can get a lot of, it's high-end food now a lot. I love the celebrity chefs. Jala De Laurentiis has a restaurant out there. Emerald's got a whole bunch. So you are correct about you'll never get all the food in that you want to. And I love In-N-Out Burger, too, as a matter of fact, because you don't get those around here. But my suggestion, I'm a big steak eater, and there's so many great steak places out there. But the oldest steak place in Vegas is called the Golden Steer. It's up almost to the stratosphere, a little south of there, about maybe a quarter to a half mile west of the Strip on Sahara Avenue. It's the oldest steak place, and it's it was one of Sinatra's favorite. They even have a table named after Sinatra there.
Stop it. See, now you got me. The Golden Sphere, as in like the new exhibit called the Sphere, or the Steer?
Steer.
Steer, like a cow. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Golden Steer. It's in a strip mall. Do you have Capriati's subs out east?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I think they're from Delaware. But it's in a little strip mall. There's a Capriati's sub place, which is awesome, too, and Golden Steer on like I said, it's on Sahara Avenue, just west of the Strip.
Sahara
and I know you guys were
Avenue.
Talking about a walk between from Treasure Island down to Luxor. That is quite the distance there.
Is it a couple miles?
Oh, more.
Oh, gotcha.
Probably a little more than that. And Wynn is, though, right by to Treasure Island. Bellagio is like halfway between there, probably a little bit closer to Treasure Island. But, yeah, it's phenomenal. And another, I like these all the celebrity chefs, places. But so I don't do the buffets much. But, yeah, now they're not like cheap buffets. They're all the expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Caesar's is also known for if they're still, because there's not as many buffets as it used to be.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, as I said, I don't even do them anyway, but now it's more high-end, and I believe Caesars has one, too. So.
Gotcha. Well, for one of these occasions, because it's Jay's birthday, unless he decides he wants to go to In-N-Out Burger for his birthday, which I'm thinking, no, we're going to have to do a high-end one. But all the other stuff appeals to me. I'm going more food, better value. As long as it's good food, I don't care if it's something that's high-end. I'd rather try local places and places
exactly.
that you wouldn't find on the Internet, right?
Oh,
if you Google it, you're not going to... Yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's... and by the way, I love the show. I don't get to listen as often as I could because of the hours, but mm-hmm. I'm not working tomorrow, so I got to listen today. I said, hey, this is perfect. Call in.
Thank you so much for your suggestions.
Thanks.
Appreciate it,
Bye.
Dave. Bye. A couple of people in Chicago who have made many trips to Vegas or lived in Vegas. I just got this tweet, A-Law Radio, from Derek. Not a buffet, but the best breakfast I've ever had. It's called Egg Works, just southeast of the airport. Okay. I mean, I'll do anything that has eggs in it. Elaine on Twitter, Bellagio Buffet is awesome. Breakfast pepper mill, well worth your time. Omelets are made with 12 eggs. Jay, have you ever eaten 12 eggs in a sitting?
No, that's a lot.
That's a lot of eggs, but sounds terrific, but still a lot of eggs.
Egg Works looks tremendous, by the way. The hash browns or potatoes, whatever those are, I need those.
Oh, so
like
you Googled Egg Works?
Looking right at it.
All right. I'm putting Egg Works. What's the address? Southeast of the airport, Derek says.
Let's see.
Because we will have multiple opportunities to go to breakfast.
Loading. 151. Oh, no. That's the egg shop in Manhattan. Not trying to go there.
No, we're not going anywhere in Manhattan. That does not sound like something that we would do.
But I was looking at the right picture. All right, here we go. 9355 West Flamingo Road.
Well, now see, it's on Flamingo Road. That's
West
even
Flamingo
better.
Road.
West Flamingo Road. I'm seriously taking notes on pieces of paper. Look at me. I'm writing them down.
It looks good.
Yeah, this is amazing. Again, A-Law Radio, if you have Twitter suggestions, we're looking for your Vegas vibes to your playlist, your music. We need some music for the show next week. This is actually music that you will be hearing. And then on our Facebook page, too, and you can vote for the After Hours Hall of Flame, you'll hear the potential candidates. Well, you'll hear the candidates, and you can choose the inductee coming up next hour. 855-212-4227. Tony is in Tennessee and wants to give us a Vegas suggestion. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
What do you think?
I was just there like 2 weeks ago for our anniversary.
And,
the Egg Works, it's a good place, but you got to stand in line.
Oh.
But, we went off the strip and had a place called Blueberry Cafe. Now, they are loaded and the price is right and it's good, but when you're walking on the strip,
yep.
It's not for breakfast, but there's a place called Dirt Dogs.
Dirt Dogs? What's that?
It's hot dogs, fries, stuff like that, but if you Google it and pull up pictures of it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's just loaded with just anything you want on there.
Ooh, sounds delicious.
But it's absolutely fabulous.
Oh, Dirt
and
Dogs.
And over by O'Shea's, there's a In-N-Out Burger with a big old Las Vegas sign. That's for Jay.
That's for Jay. So that when he gets there on Monday night, he's going Monday night, he can find himself an In-N-Out Burger, and then I won't have to be responsible for that.
It's open all the time.
Is it?
We stayed at Caesars. They have a buffet. It's expensive, but they have food from all around the world.
Oh, okay. So that's one we should consider?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. We're going to have to get the lay of the land when we get there, because we are staying at the south end of the strip, and so we'll have to work our way around. But Friday is kind of the day where we can just explore, and that's going to be fun to be able to see what it's like just as we go from place to place.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah, Rio is under renovation. We could see it from our windows at Caesars.
Gotcha. So, okay, yeah. Well, that's going to have to wait till the next trip to Vegas, Jay.
Yes,
no,
yes,
no
ma'am.
Rio this time. All right, Tony, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the suggestions.
Thank you, too. Y'all have a good night.
Bye. How about that? Since everywhere we go, whatever part of the country we're in, people have either been to Vegas or have lived in Vegas, like Liam, who's now in San Diego, but tells producer Jay he lived in Vegas. Liam, welcome to After Hours.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Am I on?
You are.
Oh, awesome. Hey, congratulations on your wedding. I meant
Thank
to call you.
You
much, much sooner. I'm a truck driver, and I'm always driving. And I used to live in Vegas.
Okay.
First off, Tacos El Gordo.
Oh, my gosh. My friend just recommended that. Tacos El Gordo.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have one on the strip, and they have one north of the strip. They have, like, three locations, but Tacos El Gordo, you are going to eat authentic Tijuana, Mexico tacos.
Nice.
This is my hometown.
Okay.
Also, I know you did mention that sushi is not your biggest thing, but there's two buffets or two sushi restaurants near the strip or outside of the strip. One's on Flamingo. It's called Ayama Sushi.
Ayama.
Very inexpensive. If you're going to be on a budget for $30, you can eat all you want. But the cool thing about them is that you can order half a roll. You can try it. If it's four pieces, you can order two and try them and see like them. And there's another place called Jijenga. And the names for the sushi rolls are hilarious and amazing. And you can make a sentence with them. So you will have fun with that if you want to venture into that.
Okay.
What else?
Are there any sites that we have to see? Because we've heard Mob Museum. What else should we see while we're there?
You know what? I used to work at the Sands Expo, so the Venetian has they have Epicurean events. I don't know if they'll have any during that time, but it's you pay like $50 and you taste all these different restaurants and booze at the pool at the Palazzo. So I don't know if they will have Epicurean events, but if you look up, if there's an Epicurean event while you're over there, it'll be a fun experience because you'll be able to taste all these different restaurants. Also, there's I don't know if they're on the East Coast or if they're only on the West Coast, but House Hash and Agogo is also a really great place for breakfast.
Someone else just recommended that. Yeah, someone else recommended it's Hash House.
Yes, House Hash. House Hash and Agogo.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, my gosh. There's so many places. I am planning on moving back to Vegas, and I told my wife that, you know what, when we move over there, we could literally go a year trying a different restaurant, and we would not make the whole year.
Oh, my gosh.
We would make the whole year in a different restaurant. They have so many cool places. Red Rock Buffet for breakfast is also amazing. I used to eat some white omelets because I used to live nearby, and they were great.
Wow, so, this actually makes me really happy. Thank you so much. I'm usually when we're working,
huge favor.
Yeah,
do not hype up the Chargers for no reasons whatsoever. Make them earn it.
They definitely have to, but they are really excited about Jim Harbaugh. Really excited.
Oh, yes, I am definitely excited. But I just don't want anybody putting us like we're going to win the West and we're going to beat the Chiefs. We did that 3 years ago and we ended up being at the bottom of the barrel. So
that's right. Right. No, they definitely agree that from now on, we should know better than to think that the Chiefs are not the team to beat in the West.
Exactly. My wife actually is like, she's been asking me, it's like, are you ready to switch to the Chiefs? because when are you going to buy me a jersey? Because she seems to be suffering with the Chargers too much. So
nice.
All right. Have fun. Great time over there, and hopefully the next run we'll get to meet one time.
Muchas gracias.
See ya. Enjoy it.
Thank you. That's fun. We've got, I mean, my paper is almost full, Jay. How are we going to eat all this kind of food? I don't even know how we're going
to
do it.
To extend the stay based on all these recommendations.
Oh, okay. Yes. Back to the point about running out of money before we run out of places to eat. My goodness. Well, breakfast is going to be something that we can do because our show is over at 3 a.m. Pacific time, which is amazing. So grab some sleep. Then we're going to have to do show prep. Sounds like we can find some good breakfast places to show prep before we get back to Radio Row. But also, if we're on the strip, Tacos El Gordo sounds like something easy and fun. Not to mention dirt dogs. I don't generally eat hot dogs, but I'll eat
a dirt dog. Wait till you see these. Oh, I've been looking at them.
What do they look like?
They look tremendous.
Okay.
There's a lot on them. There's options. It looks good.
Awesome. I cannot wait. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, we'll take your Vegas vibes, that's music. We'll take your buffet / food suggestions, because the more we get for a particular place, the more we'll be convinced if it's one that's been recommended by multiple listeners. We're taking your calls, 855-212-4227. Coming up, the number one topic for the new Carolina Panthers head coach, of course, Bryce Young. So we'll get to hear from Dave Canales about how he plans to, I don't want to say resurrect because his career is not broken, but how he plans to get the best out of one Bryce Young. And we'll also hear from the other two head coaches that were introduced on Thursday. But straight ahead, crazy story from Mark Andrews and a woman that he helped on a recent flight. And also, I'm not sure if you all heard this. It comes from Outside the Lines, which is an ESPN show. But the former Indianapolis Colt, Isaiah Rodgers, giving us more details. First interview that he's done about his year-long suspension from the NFL for gambling. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You, the Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Ravens will set up in the power eye formation. Isaiah Likely, the tight end, to the left. Jackson under center. Now Likely goes in motion to the right. On first and goal, Jackson play action. Lob back of the end zone. Touchdown! Mark Andrews got the stat after all.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mark Andrews, the all-pro tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, who did play in the AFC Championship despite being injured a couple of weeks before that. This has nothing to do with football, and yet maybe, just maybe, because of his experience stepping into pressure pack situations, performing under pressure, being bold and brash and not hesitating. I mean, these are all qualities of successful professional athletes. Also, the ability to think on the fly and to adjust on the fly. And Whether or not we ever find ourselves in the same opportunity, I can only hope that we would be as quick thinking and also as willing to jump in and help as one Mark Andrews was recently on a flight on Southwest Airlines. You may have seen this story by now. This is pretty crazy, but there's a man who was sitting next to him. His name was Andrew Springs, and he tells the story to WJZ.
If you've been a Ravens fan for the past 5 years, you know exactly who Mark Andrews is. So you could almost see what was going to happen in that moment, that an unsung hero was going to step up, you know, without even being called on and offer his services. And I think that's the coolest part about people like him.
That is the coolest part, and don't want any recognition for it. Of course, professional athletes get a lot of recognition for everything else. But Mark Andrews was sitting on this Southwest Airlines flight, and a woman had a medical emergency. And actually, Andrews identifies himself as a diabetic. And so he had a diabetic testing kit with him, and that allowed whoever helped her, the medical personnel, the emergency personnel, to be able to stabilize her because he had the tools and because he offered to help right away. And so this is really, it's really the other side of the human side of athletes, right? We forget sometimes that they take flights, a commercial flight even. We forget that they have families or that they experience grief or even that they're in the type of everyday situations that you and I might find ourselves in. I've been on a flight before where there's been a medical emergency, one that was in the air and then one that didn't leave the ground until after they took the person off the flight. I actually haven't been on one yet where someone has made a major stink. I think that's kind of died down. You'll hear people yapping every now and then, but in terms of like having to stop the flight because somebody was so angry or incensed. But I've definitely been on two flights where one, a flight had to turn around and go back to the airport because there was a medical emergency, and two, where we had to wait until I believe it was EMT came onto the plane and took that worker off. One was an anxiety attack, that I know, like a really bad, the passenger couldn't breathe and they had to come help. I think it was a gentleman off the flight. But the other one, I don't really know what happened, only that it was enough of a medical emergency that we had to turn around and go back to the airport. Yeah,
I was over the Atlantic Ocean when I was on a plane for a medical emergency.
Whoa.
Yeah, flying to Europe. And then woman, not that far from me, was having like, I honestly don't know what happened. But yeah, there was a lot of doctors and people rushing up on the plane. They wanted on the announcement. Can anyone a doctor? Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah. So Mark Andrews, good for you. And as the story goes, I read this. It's not like we've heard Mark talk about it really, but 3 hours into the flight, this woman started having a medical emergency. She was in the middle of the plane, and she, according to this man, Andrew Springs, she was in and out of consciousness, and there was a doctor, and there was also a nurse on the flight. They were passengers, and so they were helping her out, but because they determined that her heart rate and her pulse and her blood pressure were extremely low, as that kind of made its way around the plane, Mark Andrews gets up and asked about her blood sugar. And then when he found out that that was probably a problem, he offered his diabetes testing kit. And they gave her orange juice, and that revived her. And she was able to walk off the flight. So she was in stable condition when they got to, I think they were going to Phoenix. Anyway, really neat for Mark Andrews. Of course, probably doesn't want his name to be plastered all over the news for that reason. But definitely worth noting that he used some of those same inherent skills and instincts as a professional athlete to help a woman and a fellow human in need. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. There's no real easy way to pivot, just that this is off the field. Another football player, Isaiah Rodgers. We haven't heard that name in a long time, but he has resurfaced now. He was cut by the Indianapolis Colts after the start of a promising career because he was discovered to have been gambling, not just gambling on football games, including Colts games, believe it or not, but he was also discovered to have placed bets at the Colts team facilities. And those two are no-nos. The NFL doesn't tell players they cannot place bets, but you cannot do it at the facilities. You cannot do it at work, essentially. And you also can't place bets on the NFL. Those are the two things. Otherwise, you're allowed to gamble if it's legal, but you're not allowed to do it in your own sport while you're active, duh. And you're also not allowed to do it at your own facilities, duh. Well, Isaiah Rogers has done a sit-down interview with Outside the Lines on ESPN, and he does admit, I mean, he'd already admitted and taken ownership, but kind of explained some of what was happening.
I was just trying to help friends and family out, just knowing that it wasn't legal at the time in Florida and it was in Indiana. So I was just really going about it of just trying to help them out and help them do things they couldn't do down here, which was illegal at the time.
Isaiah, do you think you have a gambling problem?
No. I know for sure I don't.
Had you ever gambled before this experience?
No.
To be clear, you're saying you were placing bets on behalf of other people.
Correct.
It's been reported that you bet upwards of 100 times, betting $25 to $50, including a bet or bets on your own team, the Colts at the time. Is that true?
The $25 to $50 bets are exactly true, but it was more of crazy leg parlays with just $25 trying to make a crazy amount, like just funny bets, nothing too serious. It's just a huge mistake on my part.
It was also reported that you placed a $1,000 prop bet on the over-under rushing yards, by which we presume was Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
That's a bet you won. Is that report true?
That report is true with it being $1,000, but that wasn't made from my device. During that time, it was placed. I was actually on the field warming up for a game.
So you're saying somebody else used your account to place that $1,000 bet on Jonathan Taylor's over-under rushing?
That bet wasn't directly Isaiah Rogers placing that bet.
So that's the voice of Isaiah Rogers, and I think that's John Barr on ESPN Outside the Lines. And he's been cut by the Colts, so he's not in the NFL at the time. And he says that most of the smaller bets, which a lot of them were $25 to $50, most of the smaller bets were from other people, but they were placed from his online account, which meant that they were traced back to him. And he admits that he was, and this is his story, right? His story, and he's sticking to it. He admits that he was placing bets, but he says he was doing it for other people. Though regardless, the NFL, A, isn't going to accept that excuse, and B, doesn't matter. You're still the one whose name is on the bets. For those of you who followed the NFL for a long time, you may remember that the league does not, 98% of the time, does not accept any type of an excuse for why you violated rules. There have been some extreme situations where they've had rulings or discipline overturned on appeal. But for the most part, when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs, when it comes to any of the banned substances, when it comes to these gambling policies, it doesn't matter why you did it. Only that you did it. It doesn't matter that you didn't mean to, or that you didn't know the rules, or that you did it for someone else. Nope, doesn't matter. The NFL says, you know, we can't judge intent. The point is, you're not supposed to do it, and you did it. So familiarize yourself with the rules. That's part of your contract and part of your responsibility as an athlete. And so Rogers goes on to say that these bets were for family and friends. And even the biggest bet, the one that really flagged, was the $1,000 bet that was on his own teammate, Jonathan Taylor, was not one that he placed. The timing put him on the field warming up. So he says it definitely was not me, but his online account was used while he was at work, while he was at the Colts facility. And there were bets that were made on the Colts, which is, I mean, that's Pete Rose territory. I don't know why you would ever agree to that. So he's admitted that he made a mistake, and actually he said, I never thought I'd get caught. That's a quote to ESPN. I questioned myself too, but I thought I probably wouldn't get caught, wouldn't get in trouble. He also said that he found out going back to last February. Okay, so about this time last year, we didn't find out the news till later because there's an appeals process. They have to go through the NFLPA, but he found out in February. And essentially had to carry that with him. Didn't tell anyone, but he knew he was under investigation from the league, and he kept that news to himself. One more piece of info that I thought was fascinating, and I could imagine how hard it was for him to carry this around. The pit in his stomach, knowing what was likely coming. His mother found out when she saw it on TV. How about that? She found out he got suspended when she saw the headlines on TV. And now, despite a very bright start in the NFL, he is a man without a team. I wouldn't be surprised if he got picked up by another team, but he had to hear from Chris Ballard. He got the call that he was getting cut, that they were waiving him. Can imagine it's something that sticks with you, right? Never goes away. And yet still, I'm going to be blown away if we don't have more suspensions coming up this offseason. Because it's seems to be a lesson that players, athletes aren't going to learn by having someone else get suspended. Because if Calvin Ridley was no cautionary tale, well then, I'm not sure what else you would need as an example. All right, coming up, a little bit of QB news, and we've got coaches everywhere. Coaches everywhere. Plus, we need your votes for the After Hours Hall of Flame. Probably keep that running, but you'll hear the candidates again next hour. We're taking your Vegas Vibes playlist and the food suggestions. They're over the top. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. It's
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hurry back to throw. And it is. Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, L.A.!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it!
Yes!
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City! And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown! Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
There were three different NFL head coaches introduced on Thursday, February 1st, and we'll hear more from them next hour. But we want you to hear what they had to say about their quarterbacks in some respects. Let's start with Dave Canales, the brand new head coach in Carolina, where his top job will be to resurrect the early young career of one Bryce Young. And he's really excited, he says. In fact, he told the media and told the fans that Bryce is the main reason he took the job with the Panthers.
In Seattle, like, we never were anywhere close to touching the first overall pick. And the more that I got ready for this interview and started watching Bryce, looking at my notes from his eval, I mean, that's just a year ago. You know, we're evaluating him as a player, as a person. And with all the information that we could, I just got more and more fired up about the opportunity to have this amazing talent, and he's the guy. He's the right guy that you all that we all talk about when we have that quarterback, that franchise, face of the franchise type of player.
He spent 13 years as an offensive assistant with the Seahawks, and then the 1 year in 2023 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so same division, NFC South, and he helped Baker Mayfield and that offense get assimilated and win a playoff game even. So then how will he approach this task with Bryce Young?
It all starts off with relationship. Bryce and I just getting to know each other. I want him to know that I have his best interest at heart. I want him to be the best possible version of himself.
Okay, well, let's say that works with Bryce. What do you put around him so that the Panthers have weapons and not just a quarterback on an island?
We are going to become what Bryce is great at in the pass game. We're going to grow to the capacity that he can handle. There's got to be a commitment and a discipline about that. There was a growth curve there with Baker. Here's where we're at today. Based on the information we have, let's get into these situations to see where he looks most confident. When I see that back foot planted in the ground and that ball rips out of there without any hesitation, I know we got something. Let's find more of those. Let's put it in three different personnels and a couple formations and motions.
I like his analytical approach. It sounds like a science experiment. Let's go. Bryce has got to be fired up. But I wondered if Dave Canales told Bryce Young this is the best day of his life, like Mike McDonald told Tua in Miami. 11 touchdown passes. That's all he had last season. And this is important. Bryce was sacked a team record 62 times. How about start with the offensive line? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, well, Jim Harbaugh has got a different type of quarterback in Los Angeles. He's already told us he was starstruck when he first met Justin Herbert. He was raving again on Thursday.
He's a crown jewel in the National Football League. Derwin James, there's another one. Talk about somebody getting me fired up. I mean, let's go. You know, Justin Herbert walks up on you. You know, like, okay, all right, this is awesome. Keenan Allen, you know, we got guys. Rashawn Slater, I mean, great to see him. I mean, in the building, getting the work in, and that's been the feedback I've been getting in the communication with the players. They want to work.
I can understand why he's starstruck. He went from college, which is okay. I mean, he had some great weapons in college, and they won a championship, to now stars all around him. And he definitely had that great look on his face, like he is ready and he is fired up. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Didn't get anything specific from Mike McDonald about their quarterback. I wonder why, because they're not sure which way they're going in Seattle. Well, we know that they're ready to hitch their wagon even more to the star of Jordan Love in Green Bay. Brian Gutekunst, what about the season for your first-year starter?
Jordan had a really good season toward, especially the second half, and I think we're really excited to build around him. I think just the way he led our football team, through the tough times, through the success, all the challenges that a season, kind of brings you. He did a really good job kind of leading those guys, and I think for a young player in his first year that's trying to figure it all out, to be able to do that was exceptional.
Yeah, the run they had all the way to the divisional round. Remember, through, 9 games or 10 games, he had 20 touchdowns and one interception. Of course, that changed against the Niners, but they had the lead at one point. Finally, what about a long-term deal for Jordan Love?
We'll go down that road. I think I think that'll be important for our football team to have some stability there. Jordan and his representation, I think they, they're really good people. So we'll start working towards that, sometime this next couple months.
You can just hear it in his voice, Producer Jay. You can hear it. His voice is such that it's a smug confidence. I don't have to tell you that I was right, because the fact that I'm up here fielding your questions about Jordan Love and a long-term extension means you know that I know I was right.
Bums.
All right. You're all bums. But you know what? It's okay to be bums on a Friday morning, isn't it? It's also payday. So happy Friday payday if that's you. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, you're blowing up our feeds on either Twitter and then Facebook, too, with your Vegas vibes music selections. I love that there's genres represented across the board. We're taking your buffet suggestions for producer Jay's early birthday present in Vegas and really any other sights we must see. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running.
Yeah, Graybar does that.